VRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always in stock. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. And we specifically want to hear from you. Yes, you. It's all about you. Oh, you. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. We are nothing without you. To quote, to paraphrase Sandra Bernhardt, we are nothing without you.
And we are not, of course.
We aren't. Remember Sandra Bernhardt?
Oh, I love Sandra Bernhardt. They probably bring her back on. I bet you she's, how much you want to make a bet she's back on the Roseanne show? The new Roseanne show, I bet you she's part of it. Because
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. She was part of their show before lesbian thing came out and everything.
Oh, that's
remember?
Right.
Big, yeah. Big brouhaha over that and everything.
Remember in the 80s, I went to see her. She had an act and we went to see her and it was just so funny. She was just
She's
a different
hysterical.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. You know, if you can't call in for whatever reason, maybe you're at your day job or you're thrifting, you can email your question, comment, or listing dish request to us during the show while we're live on the air. Just click contact us on the eBay radio player. That's the same window that's playing this broadcast right now. And Griff and I do our best to get back to you during the show.
So I, as Brian was walking out during the break, I don't know how we got on the subject. Oh, I know how I posted something super snarky on my Facebook page about, well, on May 6th, it was the anniversary of the German passenger airship Hindenburg blowing up in Teaneck, New Jersey, and they have the famous photograph.
What did you say?
I said, I shared it, but on top I said, today in history, the cover art for Led Zeppelin's debut album was shot on location in New Jersey. Oh, too soon.
That's very funny.
Too soon. and it started, you know, bands we went to see, we saw when we were young, because I saw that. I saw Led Zeppelin in 1968 at the the Hampton Beach Casino in New Hampshire. And it was a cool show. But, you know, it was that year or the year after, I think, the band I was in, local band, you know, I lived in North Andover, and we used to play at the community center in old North Andover called The Barn, or as we called it, The Barn. And one night we had to share the gig with a band from Winnipesaukee, these young kids. No, we didn't know them, but their name was interesting. It was called Aerosmith.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were very loud.
It'll never work. That name will never work.
And
Griff,
the lead singer looked like Isadora Duncan.
Griff,
what?
Put Hampton Beach Casino into eBay search.
Well, I've never done that.
Well, you ought to because
lots of memorabilia.
Have beautiful pictures of that place.
Oh yeah.
Postcards.
Hampton Beach
Casino.
Yeah, it was a big part of my life as a kid because you'd go there for.
It wasn't really a casino.
No, it wasn't. It was just a...
They called those places casinos.
Yeah, and it was just a big building that had a theater, an arcade, shops, restaurants. And as a child, I remember that building very well. It was the Art Deco period one, which, you know, from the 30s, 40s, 50s, and into the 60s. But for those of us who grew up in New England, close to the beach, that was a common place for us to go. Today, it looks really... It's just dull. They've taken all the Art Deco stuff off. But there still is this big ballroom on the second floor. They used to have, I'm sure in the 40s they had like swing bands and dance bands, but by the 60s it was where you went to see such, you know, well-known groups as Iron Butterfly and Led Zeppelin and the Grateful Dead and Jefferson Airplane and I saw the Young Rascals there
too.
You
have led such an interesting life.
No,
you've had
totally
so
boring.
Many experiences.
Too many.
That are interested.
And isn't it great that I'm forgetting them all as I get older?
Yes.
Anyway, if you can't call us in for the show, you can always email your question, by the way, right,
Lee? Absolutely. Just click on the Contact Us button on the eBay radio player. We've got some eBay honor to give away if you can think of a good question to ask. Griff, maybe on the break.
Okay, I'll think of some questions.
Okay, first person to call in with an idea for a question. For a contest. Call in. You win something. That'd be very funny.
Oh, for the idea.
Just call in with the idea and we'll give you something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You come up with the idea of what the question should be. I'll send you eBay on it, and we'll also ask the question and let somebody else win. Let's see if that gets them interested,
yeah.
Griff.
I had the best experience, the best seller experience. Sellers love this experience. I put up, did I already tell you this on Tuesday?
I don't know.
I think I did. And if I did, I'm griffing and I apologize. I put up a bottle of very expensive, out of production, highly sought after men's cologne. It's called, Bois Noir by Chanel. And it was the precursor to Ego East. It came out in 1989 and lasted about a few months, and then they pulled it all from the shelves. And occasionally bottles come up, but it's kind of a holy grail item for collectors. So if you're somewhere and you see a bottle of Chanel Bois Noir, B-O-I-S, Bois Noir, means black wood, like Blanc Dubois means of white wood,
mm-hmm.
Blanche Dubois. So if you ever see a bottle of this, it's highly sought after. So I put it up, and I put it up for a good price. It was not too expensive.
By the way, you did not tell the story. So.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
Go ahead.
We're interested.
Go ahead.
Yeah. And I got, within a matter of hours, I got somebody. I had just put it up. It's brand new. It was like $450, and someone making an offer for $350. But just as the offer came in, the bottle sold.
You're talking about $450.
$450.
Okay.
And I got, just as this offer came in, the item sold. So I got to say, sorry, it just sold.
And whoa.
There's a little bit of pleasure in being able to say that to someone who's just lowballed, not too badly, but, sent in an offer just as you've listed an item that everyone knows is highly sought after and is probably going to sell anyway.
So when you bought this bottle,
yeah,
of cologne
on eBay, by the way, 10-15 years ago,
what did you pay for it?
I think I paid $100.
Okay,
which was a lot of money
because
back then.
You knew it's a lot of money now for cologne, but you knew back
I knew,
then,
but most people didn't.
What did you know?
I knew that it had come out in 1989 and was very hard to find, and I was looking for a bottle. I since bought three bottles, so I have two others left in my collection.
Okay.
One with the original box, which is hard to find too. It's interesting.
It's a good thing that happened to you.
Yeah.
You know what?
What?
We have a news flash. E. Betsy, what's going on?
Well, here's the skinny. If you recall, eBay announced in the spring seller update that with a very few exceptions, 14-day returns would no longer be an option starting this month. Well, the chickens are coming home to roost. Unless you're listing in these categories, collectibles and art, cameras and photos, medical, mobility, and disability equipment, every other category, as of next Tuesday, May 15th, you can no longer offer 14-day returns. You have to offer one of these five options: either final sale, no returns, 30-day returns, 60-day returns, 30-day free returns, or 60-day free returns.
Wow.
If you do not change your listings by the 15th, any new or revised listings will not update. Luckily, you can update all your listings at once by using eBay's fabulous Bear tool, the bulk edit every list tool, to edit all of your listings at once. So next Tuesday, May 15th, that's when it kicks in. No more 14-day returns unless you're in collectibles and art, cameras and photo, or medical, mobility, and disability equipment.
So tell us again, what happens if you don't take care of it?
Your new or revised listings will not update. So if you have good dismantle listings, they won't roll over. They'll stall out.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's
no, it's not too bad, actually.
Fair
warning is what I would say, yeah.
Well, yeah, but if you're listing with eBay's API, you want to be particularly cognizant of this because
yes.
You don't want those to not go through.
Right.
So there you have it.
Thank you, Betsy. That is indeed good breaking news. We appreciate it. How are things
sure.
in Dallas, Texas today?
Things are hot and sunny. It's wonderful in Dallas, Texas today.
Hot and sunny.
Hot and sunny. Yes, it's beautiful. In fact, I'm going to take my MacBook outside for the rest of the show.
Oh,
so
enjoy.
We'll sit down on the patio.
Take a picture,
yes,
put it in the chat board for us.
So in case you guys didn't know it, E. Betsy is from Big D. My, oh yes.
Big D, little A, double L. Yes.
Big D, mm-hmm. little A, double L.
She's actually from New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Oh, well, she's living in Big D. Like
but that. she's, when did you move to Texas?
Well, I got married in 1980 and followed my first husband down here. But my mother was born in Fort Worth, so I am half Texan, which is like being Jewish. It passes down through the mother. So I am half-
Then you're Texas kosher, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
I even have a Grandpa Bubba.
Okay, Betsy, thank you so much. Our telephone number is 888-723-4630. CB in Chicago, Illinois, known as C.B. on eBay. Hi, CB. Welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Hi. I have a question to ask. You were talking about lowballing and all that.
Yeah.
I just happen to have a question that relates to that.
Sure, go ahead.
You can ask the sellers when they get a best offer, do they accept it? Do they do a counter offer? And what's their rationale? Is that a good question or not?
Well, I don't know if it's a trivia question, though, but we can give stuff away anyway.
Oh, you're looking for trivia.
I don't know, Lee, you want to just ask that question? I think it's a good question.
Okay, say it again. What's the question?
When you get a best offer, do you accept it? Do you counter? And what is your rationale?
Do you ignore it? Do you chastise the buyer?
What do you do when you get a best offer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Yay, you won eBay Anna. Hooray! Okay, eBetsy.
You didn't think we were going to let you walk away empty-handed.
eBetsy's going to send you some eBayana, okay? And we're going to do that. Thanks,
CB. This segment was brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. Give yourself a break and call us with your answer to the trivia question. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Memorial Day. It's the unofficial start of summer and a long weekend of sales opportunities. Hot products for hot weather include beachwear, outdoor living accessories, and garden decor. Get creative with bundles, too. Thrift melamine plates, aluminum tumblers, and a retro tablecloth to list as a vintage picnic set. Post items essential to fun in the sun, like aprons, pot holders, and tools for grilling or pool toys. Don't have any? Stock up when they go on clearance to be ready for next year. Finally, use Promotions Manager to create a Memorial Day sale. Then alert your customers via store newsletter.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Your e-commerce business is growing. Sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 441.
It's time to spring clean your business. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. She has these two quick tips.
Clean off your desk. I'm sure if your desk looks like mine, and I will be very honest, mine is a mess right now. I have inventory on my desk. I have piles of papers that need to be filed. I have things that don't belong even in this room. So start there. Number two is organize your office supplies. How many staplers do you really need? Do you still use those push pins that you bought? Have you moved on to doing different kinds of work? And get them out of your way and keep what you use every day right in front of you.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your phone calls and emails are never blocked. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Boy, we love to dish your listing. Not just so we can help you out, but we just like to dish. It's just so much fun. Call us with an item number, and we'll get started on that dishing at 888-723-4630.
Oh, you know the fellow we dished the other day? He made some changes and sent an email, and as soon as I find that email, we will talk about it over the air, but I have to find the email among my hundreds of emails here.
And do you think he sold the item, I hope?
I don't know. We have to look.
Yeah, we'll have to look.
I'll find it during the next break at the top of the hour, okay? Remember, if you can't call in for whatever reason, you can click on the contact us button. So, I guess this isn't trivia, but we're going to do it we're going to do it. Okay. So when you get a best offer, what do you do? Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Do you respond back immediately with a counter or what do you do? Or do you get upset because they lowballed you?
Yeah. Do you chastise them?
So,
be right back and say, how dare you?
So
sir?
Just out of curiosity, I loved your story about the cologne. Suppose that it hadn't sold and the person had offered you $300 and something for a $450 cologne. What would you have done?
I'd decline it because I knew it was going to sell.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew it was going to sell. I mean, there's no way at that price it wasn't going to sell. If it didn't sell in a day, it would sell within a week
or so.
What
kind of people buy bottles of cologne for $450?
Collectors, okay. Of course.
All right.
Yeah. We get this a lot. I mean, I'm a collector. I've got less than I used to have. But
you're a collector, but you collect to resell. That's different.
Well, no, I collect to own, but I'm always happy to resell.
Oh, I see.
Most collectors collect
to own.
That
is a different mindset, isn't it?
Well, it is, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah, I guess you're right.
It is.
So I love to collect things, but I love to sell them eventually too. I don't really care about keeping stuff. I'm happy to get rid of it, unless I'm using it. If I'm using it, then I'll say, oh, I don't want to get rid of it. I'm using it. But
so do you have any actual collections, Griff, like things that you put behind glass cases and show off?
Not glass case. Well, I do have a glass case. It has various poorly displayed china, for example. And I have shelves with things like fish decoys. I collected those for a while. And odd, what we call grand tour items. So these are items that it's a broad category. And you can search for grand tour on eBay and see what it is. Technically, the real grand tour stuff was, you know, the idea of a grand tour started in the 19th century when wealthy and upper middle class people started to travel around the world, specifically Europe, and visit sites like, you know, old ancient sites in Rome or anywhere. Like Rome was a big one. So, you know, there were antique dealers even back then that would sell antiquities and artifacts from the Roman period and earlier. But a lot of them were they were also souvenirs. So there was a market in making reproductions of like Hadrian's Tower and you know little alabaster models of buildings from the Forum, the ruins, and you'd buy those as souvenirs for your grand tour across Europe. And those now, I mean, they were not expensive in their day. You know, they were just souvenirs, but now those are highly sought after. So I have a small collection of stuff like that.
Well, what are you going to do with it? When you move to a smaller place, what are you going to do with all that stuff?
I'm just going to
sell it on
it all,
eBay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
If I don't have time, I'll sell it to someone else who'll sell it on eBay for themselves.
Okay, so we're going to go to that fellow's listing.
Yeah.
Okay. Donna's got it up for us on the...
Oh, so we can see what he's up to?
Yeah, we want to see what he's up to.
Yeah.
So let's put in the, I'm going there myself right now. Okay, so here is the listing number. It's 1733.
Wait a minute. this computer. All right, I got it back. 1733. 33 0236 0236 7414.
So that is 1733 0236 7414.
Uh-oh. I sold a shirt last night and I didn't see that. I gotta ship it when I get home.
Why didn't you see it?
I was so busy. I was running out and I didn't check my sales because I'm not making many.
Okay.
All right, so he changed
because you haven't been listing.
He changed the title, so Series 1 says Series-1 as opposed to Series 1, the letter. I think that's all he had to do, right? Wasn't that the only suggestion we made?
I think there were a couple of things down at the bottom.
Factory sealed. Oh, no, he didn't change that. One side is not sealed, the other is. This happened when I moved it. So you have to change happen to happened.
With ED on the end of happened.
Or this occurred.
So down in your, we're talking about your description right now.
Yeah, you still have, that's the awkward syntax.
This happened, happened, when I moved it.
Yeah, see how that's awkward?
Case, da, 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 da. Yeah, let me see if there's anything else that he did not. I think everything else.
Yeah, you have to change that, though.
You change that and get back to us.
Change the world.
We're so dying. We've got 13 of these dish towels left to give away, autographed by Griffin Lee.
Highly collectible. Dwindling
supply. Highly collectible.
Supply.
Oh, yeah. 13 more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. You got to change that.
Yeah. It's a 1994 Topps Baseball Series 1 cards factory seal wax case. So it's a big cardboard box of unopened.
And he also has no bids, which is curious. There's only one day, 5 hours left. So I don't know if he has any watchers.
And he's doing a starting bid of 175, so
maybe
we weren't sure that was good.
We want him to sell it. We don't want him to have it just sit there at the museum. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. It's your turn to call us in our second hour. We'll be back in a few minutes. 888-723-4630.
Running a successful e-commerce business is complicated, but managing your listings should be easy. That's why award-winning eBay power sellers Victor Levitin and Maxim Godin created Crazy Lister, and why more than 100,000 eBay sellers are using it. It makes listings so easy, it's crazy. Just drag and drop to easily create mobile-optimized listings in seconds, or apply one of Crazy Lister's 200 templates to your existing listings with a single click. Editing listings is super easy, and Crazy Lister lets you keep ended listings forever. And if you need help making the most of Crazy Lister, their awesome support will make it even easier. Whether you're a hobby seller, small business, just getting started, or looking to grow, Crazy Lister has an easy solution for you. Try it for free for 7 days, no credit card required. They're easy at crazylister.com.
You remember starting small and working to build up your business? Bulk remembers too. The entrepreneurs who created Bulk started in 2004 selling liquidation inventory out of their garage. But there was no easy way to pay or ship the goods. Minimum quantities were too big, and there was no guarantee of what they'd receive. Bulk solved these challenges with the goal of helping you grow your business, no matter the size. Bulk offers you liquidation goods across dozens of categories by the pallet or case, sorted by condition. Bulk ships right to your doorstep for one flat rate, complete with an itemized and verified manifest. Cases start at just $100, and you can pay via PayPal, PayPal Credit, or credit card with just one click. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com for liquidation goods by the pallet or case.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.